Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Zofia Danielson and Dr. Gavin McNichol here to talk about Dr. McNichol's time here in Sitka for the Scientist in Residency Fellowship through the Science Center. Thanks you both for coming on air this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
Thanks for having me.
So, Zofia, let's start with you. You are the research coordinator at the Science Center. So what is this Scientist in Residency Fellowship? How does that incorporate into the larger scheme of Science Center?
Yeah, the Sitka Sound Science Center has been hosting the Scientist in Residency Fellowships, or SIRFs, for over a decade. They are a one-month mini sabbatical at the Science Center in Sitka, Alaska. The SIRF program brings scientists from a variety of disciplines here to our community. During their time here, they'll dive into immersive outreach activities in the community, ranging from interactive classroom sessions throughout different grade levels to informal learning experiences, presentations, etc. The SIRF program also will equip scientists with science communication training, designed specifically for communicating science in rural Alaskan communities. And during this time, they also have flexibility to work on a variety of different projects. So Gavin will be speaking to a new project he's excited to begin working on. Scientists have also written manuscripts, books, etc. Mm-hmm. It's a flexible month that we are very excited to have Gavin at the Science Center for.
Excellent. And you are fresh off the plane here. You just arrived in on Sunday?
Yep, that's right.
Excellent. And you're going to be here for the full month. So I guess a little background on you. You're coming in from the University of Illinois, Chicago, biogeochemist. Mm-hmm. So what does a biogeochemist do? What's your passionate study area?
Yeah, so as biogeochemists, we think about the Earth as a chemical system primarily. And when it comes to living organisms, there's actually only a few chemical elements that really are crucial and important. So people hear a lot about carbon and mm-hmm. nitrogen, things like that. So we're mostly studying the exchanges of those elements between, you know, the atmosphere and the land surface. And so I'm a wetlands biogeochemist. So I look at kind of carbon cycling and exchanges with the atmosphere and wetlands in particular.
All right.
And right now we're mostly focused on climate change in that area.
Excellent. And when we were going on, before we went on air, you made a good comment of the Tongass, this rainforest is basically just one big wetland.
Yeah. I think that's something like we could be actually explore with some formal research. But yeah, certainly arriving here a few years back and then returning mm-hmm. on Sunday, the wetness of the place is really a remarkable one. So it definitely blurs the line between a traditional upland and a traditional wetland.
Mm-hmm. So you said you've been in Alaska before, spent some time, I believe, in Juneau doing work. Why come back to Alaska to do research, and what is that research you're going to be doing while here?
Yeah, I spent a year here. It was a one-year position in Juneau. I worked with Allison Bidlack, Dave DeMoore, and Brian Buma at UAS and the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center, and I was working on a soil carbon map, so kind of looking at, all right, in this wetland-like environment, how much mm-hmm. carbon is being stored in the landscape. And I had this one year here, and I kind of fell in love with the rainforest. Mm-hmm. And I love the people, the tight-knit community. And so when I moved on to another position, I was like, all right, if I get a chance to do more research in Southeast, I will jump on that. And so I've kind of had that in the back of my mind for a few years. Mm-hmm. And when I got my faculty position, I sort of was looking out for research calls that I could be responsive to. And so this last year, I applied for some funding from the Department of Energy. The call was about vegetation and climate interactions. And I thought that this new project we've had funded, looking at yellow cedar decline, could be a good fit for that. So this trip up here is kind of the first trip as part of, you know, trying to launch that project. Okay. And explore that.
So with this yellow cedar that you're looking at, it's fairly well known in town that we've been seeing a decline in yellow cedar throughout our region. What are you going to be looking at with yellow cedar? What's your angle of study with this?
Yeah, so my understanding from my time in Juneau was that the reasons why yellow cedar is declining has been studied for a while. and was fairly well understood. It, you know, it's interesting that it's this kind of climate response mm-hmm. with freeze injury and changes in rainfall and snowfall. So what we're going to focus on is not so much why is it happening, but what are the effects of the decline on mm-hmm. the local environment? So, you know, how is the soil and air temperatures and moisture conditions changing in response to the trees dying? And then we're sort of thinking about that at a local scale. And then also trying to extrapolate our results kind of across a regional scale using some modeling. So I have two collaborators at UIF, Helene Gannett, who's an ecosystem modeler, and Ben Gagliotti, who is a dendrochronologist. So he studies tree rings. And we're going to try to piece together how the carbon cycle is changing and how local temperature and moisture is changing after the decline.
Awesome. That's really cool that were able to get back to Alaska like you hoped, and in an area of study that is like a really nascent area of it. This is a new decline that is happening, and yeah, no one's had a chance to look at that yet. That's really exciting to be one of the first ones to really take a look and see what this means for the Tongass and for our life in many ways here in Sitka. So that's going to be obviously a big part of your stay here, is to get that that ball rolling. When it comes to your interaction with town, like Sophia was saying, part of this residency is interacting with the community, either with the schools or with just community engagement. What are you hoping to do in that aspect with your time here?
Yeah, so I'm bringing this kind of climate and wetland perspective to the Yellow Cedar Decline Project. But I realized early on that there's been quite a lot of work done, and in many ways I'm ignorant about a lot of the details of life and work in Sitka and how to make things actually happen on the ground. So a big part of that is just putting the word out that we're going to do this project, and maybe that will lead to some conversations. And then I'll also be giving a research seminar, a natural history seminar, on the 24th. Mm-hmm. And so that's a place, if people are interested, to hear kind of the larger research story. I'll be giving a seminar then. I'm meeting with the Kayani Commission mm-hmm. Of the Sitka Tribe. And I've already connected with Sienna Reed, and she's been great bringing me into some of those meetings. But I think, as a biogeochemist, I'm not an expert on the plant ecology. And so
right.
That would be a great place to talk about the local forest ecology in more detail and kind of learn, you know, how to do everything from plant identification to thinking about the natural history of the trees.
Right. That's cool. And then we have a lot of people who are A, very passionate about it, and B, just know a lot about it too. So you're very open to the folks who, yeah, have that plant identification knowledge, have the knowledge of what this ecosystem has looked like, how it's changed, to give you the 411 on that.
Yes. And awesome. And actually, even down to like the exact sites that we mm-hmm. end up studying, you know, we made our best assessment of that for our proposal. But now that it's funded, we do have the freedom to choose the best possible sites, maybe things, places that would facilitate students coming out and seeing some of the infrastructure, and conversations about, you know, where is, you know, what's the overall best place to go. So if people have interest or know where there are decline stands in the vicinity of Sitka, it'd be great to talk.
Excellent. So yeah, how do folks get a hold of you? Or do you have you've got a desk set up at the Science Center?
Yes, Gavin will be at the Science Center. He has a desk up in the research office, so right up the stairs through the lobby all month. So he'll be here until November 4th. Feel free to stop by anytime. Our building is open from 8 to 5 p.m. To visit and discuss yellow cedar and or wetlands with Gavin during this month. He'll also be at the Natural History Seminar, as he stated, at the University of Alaska Southeast campus on October 24th. He will be at Sitka Whale Fest as a workshop educator.
Awesome.
And will be participating in a variety of events there. So catch him at Sitka Whale Fest, which will be happening November 1st through 3rd. And he will also be hosting an after-hours event. Details to be determined.
Right
but
on.
Stay posted. it will be on the KCAW community calendar.
Excellent. And yeah, a great spot to look for all the things happening in Sitka. Excellent. So that's, you've got an action-packed month coming up.
Yes. Yes. Trying to do a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But what a cool thing to get started here. And great for Sitka that you were able to start, kind of launch this research here and ask for community support. So, yeah, if folks want to learn more about what you're doing and stop in, say hi, talk about yellow cedar and wetlands, stopping by the Science Center. And then for, I guess, for high school students, that will be coming up fairly quickly, your presence with them in class?
Yeah, this week we're in Pacific High. I think we'll be going out to some yellow cedar plots later this morning, and then next week, Sitka High.
Excellent.
In Stacey Golden's class.
Great. Well, it's going to be a great month, and I'm looking forward to hearing more with your natural history seminar on the 24th, and then your spot here at WhaleFest as well. Well, thank you both, Dr. Gavin McNichol and Sophia Danielson, for coming in this morning. Good luck with your research, and I hope you get a lot of good information and community engagement.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.